Hello, everybody. It's the 30th of October. This is Frank with Iron Age. It's mischief night in the United States, which means all these punk-ass kids are going to come around throwing eggs at the house and have no police to stop them. But welcome to the modern world. Speaking of the modern world, I thought I was going to be able to get away from this story. We don't do a lot of social commentary, but we do talk about socialism and cancel culture, things of that nature. And the best case study so far of it's going to come around and bite you in the ass is the current witch hunt over a certain rap performer named Kanye West and the fake claim that he is anti a certain religion. Supposedly, Mr. West has nothing good to say about a certain religion. Wait a minute, I'm not on YouTube. So anyway, Kanye seems to have a Jewish problem. I've just read a recent article this morning because you can't get away from it. It's like his anti-Semitism, blah, blah, blah. So I went back to try to find the actual anti-Semitic things that Kanye said. I'm sorry, he's ye or yay now. It's one or the other. It's Y-E, so let's say it's ye, but it's probably not. And really, unless I'm losing my mind, couldn't find a whole hell of a lot. The issue now, from what I can see piecing together the crime scene, is for whatever reason, he must have been on drugs. Conway was on the Piers Morgan show, because that's the only reason anybody goes on that fucking show, is if they have an addiction issue, or they need money, or there's a gun to their head. Because it's a fucking shit show, right? Don't watch it. He is human driftwood, and he will float whichever way the biggest turd pushes him in the punch bowl. But needless to say, Kanye made some type of comment about black culture being forced towards wanting to spend all of its money on stupid shit and having music which glorifies murder and bitches and things like that. And that the artists who are putting out the murder-loving bitch music are mostly represented by Jewish people. The industry is run by Jewish people, is what he said. That became an anti-Semitic comment, and everybody went crazy. The horrible thing that you have to see is the amount of black people who are quote-unquote, these are the ones that went after Larry Elder. Remember Larry Elder, you know, who actually worked and all this kind of stuff and came up from nowhere, made himself successful. Well, he was an Uncle Tom. He was a this, he was a that, right? And here the people that were accusing Larry ought to go look in a mirror, because ultimately what we have here, and I'll give you some of Kanye's other comments in a minute. Ultimately, why this is going to turn around and bite that particular religious group in the ass, one of the reasons. You're trying to take down one of the most successful and was, up until this controversy, wealthy, influential black men in the United States. Okay? Kanye West, I didn't know he had so much money. Didn't know he had like billions of dollars. He had like almost $2 billion with B. All right? He's lost almost $1 billion in the last week. We'll get back to that in a minute. So Kanye has all this money. Kanye is like kind of religious. And he has been calling, you know, as we say, a spade in the entertainment business, in that a lot of the black artists are getting, you know, have always gotten screwed. And you think that's not, you're going to say something to me. Contact Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Bo Diddley, and ask them what their first record contracts were like when they put out their biggest hits. I think it was half a penny a record. Yeah. Okay. So in general, I don't think it was that. I think they just took advantage of illiterate, poor, you know, performers who were naive to an industry. Now, same, right? And in most cases. Now, here you got a guy like Kanye West who's been around for more than 3 weeks. And I think it all came out of some argument that he had with Sean Combs, P-Puss, you know, whatever the hell his name is, Puff Daddy, all this bullshit. And I didn't catch all of it, but I think part of it was like, and it's true, Sean would be nowhere if it wasn't for Biggie Smalls. And actually, he did better with Biggie dead than he did with him alive, because there was supposedly manipulation with the record sale, you know, all that kind of shit. It's hard. You always blame the dead man for things. So he must have said something, and then they said, well, you know, he says, look, he's a little fish in the giant entertainment scheme and blah, blah, blah. I'm paraphrasing, don't sue me. And then this line came up about, you know, we could be buying land. He has a great line. He says, why aren't we out buying land? America's for sale. We could be out buying land instead of the kids in the inner city wanting to buy foreign, meaning, you know, foreign car or bling or this or that or the other thing, and busy having sex with everybody's girlfriend. She roads the family, which goes back to every conservative speaker that you hear, right? So Kanye is basically giving you a black conservative viewpoint from a very informed position. I don't know anybody who's watching this, or especially myself, who knows the inner workings of the record and film industry at the level that Mr. Yee does, right? You don't. Or the clothing business, because that's where he makes most of his money, believe it or not. What the hell do I know? And that's what brings us to the virtue signaling among the people who dumped him. So they come out with this thing. Everybody's appalled that he said that thing, which, you know, ultimately this could turn into a big court case. We'll see how that goes in a minute. He could be stating the obvious. If we look at the CAA, which was his agent, Creative Artists Associate, or whatever the hell they are, if one were to go in there and ask everybody their religious affiliation, you may be pleasantly surprised. Most of the major intelligence, and it's not that it's a conspiracy, it's just that certain industries have had people in it for a long time, and some of these religious groups have a father, son, you know, pass the business down kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with that. That would be like saying, you know, we used to have a place called the Italian Market in Philadelphia years ago. Now it's Vietnamese. But, you know, father to son at the Italian Market. Nobody, if they said, oh, those Italians got the Italian Market all tied up, nobody would go out and cancel my sneaker contract, right? It's become so touchy in that, because there's such a marketed brand going on there. And that's what I think he was touching on, was they've become such a marketed brand that you can't raise any opposition to anything that's being said. And here's one of the reasons why, when you see these virtue signaling pieces of garbage. This is the United States, it's freedom of speech. Nowhere in anything that I've read, and look it up yourself, does anybody say anything about committing violence. There is the comment that I think they're trying to put this all on, is after it all started up, I believe. They said, he said, I am going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people, right? What he meant is DEFCON, DEFCON 3, Defense of the Continent, third level, right? Third stage. He's on Twitter. Has anybody been on Instagram or Twitter or any of these things where they correct your typing? The word death, D-E-F, won't come up normally. The word death, D-E-A-T-H, just did it in the other room, will come up. Okay? Do you ever try to write the word shit in there? It goes to anything but. You know, and the word duck shows up an awful lot too. Because they're always out there correcting you. They're correcting you before you're being corrected. Here, he could simply say, well, that's that shitty... I can't say shitty, that gosh darn Twitter autocorrect put the wrong word in. That's what it is. It's DEFCON, DEFCON3. Look it up. It's a real thing. That's what he meant. So instead, DEFCON, which is not a real thing, which would mean what? Death convention? The third death convention. And people saw it as a minute to strike because, you know, Kanye's, his star is still rising. Amazingly so, his star is still rising. And boggled the mind, you know. I'm sure there are other people, maybe Jay-Z and Beyonce or something, but they aren't out there doing anything or saying anything in his mind. Kanye in his mind is trying to awaken the American Black people to this, the problems of their surroundings that they may or may not see. That's the story. If he was ragingly anti-Jewish, like Nation of Islam, they don't play around with the words. Go look up a Nation of Islam video. I won't link it because you should be able to figure out who they are on their own. Or what does that guy, Rockwell, the old American Nazi? That's anti-Semitism. You want to watch George Lincoln Rockwell? George Lincoln Rockwell, or what's his name over at Nation of Islam? You know what I'm talking about. Farrakhan. Look at Farrakhan or this George Lincoln Rockwell guy, and you'll see anti-Semitism. You want to see what anti-Semitism looks like? That's it. Kanye saying something stupid? Not so much. And we'll go over some of the other things he had in a minute. So here's this guy, super, you know, super big money, very, very influential, has a problem with his ex-wife, is accused of kidnapping his children, and having people conspire, but not in the tinfoil hat way, to deprive him of them, and her connections to, you know, huge amounts of fashion on her own, which Kanye got her, from what we understand, and the entertainment business and things like that. So did she have, you know, here's your possible red herring or possible trail to it. As they're going, I don't know if the divorce is finalized, but the point is, it's child who wants the kids, right? He wants the kids. He says that they're being twisted by that weirdo mother of theirs and pimped out her daughters all these years. Watch the videos. She did, right? And it would be nothing for her to start a witch hunt. But the media owes Kim Kardashian an awful lot. She gives and gives and gives, doesn't ask anything in return, right? In fact, she's one of the people that came out against him. There's a tweet out there somewhere where, you know, she comes out against him, and it's definitely written not by her, because I've heard her talk before when she was younger. She used to hang out with, like, she was the third tier hangout with Hilton girls. She was away in the back before the blowjob video. So he's got this thing going on, and they're bashing and bashing. So the Gap got out of it with him. But the big one that they keep touting, and they're like, they're so noble. Here's how noble this company is. Not the Gap, they're shitty too. Adidas drops him, and he has this gigantic sneaker contract. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars, right? And they drop him. They're like, we can't be involved in this. You know, we're not into all that shit, blah, blah, blah. Well, do you know who Adidas is, right? Look him up. Look up who the father used to work for. See who the father used to make footwear for back in the 30s and 40s. Yeah, right? So his two sons opened Adidas and Puma. They split the company because the name wasn't working from the old name, because, you know, not everybody wants to be reminded of the past and mistakes that were made. So they had to get rid of him. And here's why. In Germany, which is where these buddies are from, Adidas is from, let me see if it's going to come up. You know, me and my computer, right? Section 130 of the German Criminal Code criminalizes certain types of hate speech. Law bans incitement to hatred and insult, assault of human dignity, blah, 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 racial, national, religious, or ethnic background. This is a section they get all the neo-Nazis under. It's only a person that says incitement includes saying things about the Jews. That came in after World War II. All right. This is from Jonathan Bush, a Columbia law professor, studied international law relating to the Holocaust. The law was expanded to explicitly ban Holocaust denial. But the thing is, any type of talk about the Jews in a bad way seems to fall into this category. Now, these guys are looking at jail time. So if a corporation, which we'd have to find out, I couldn't find that, a corporation were to be involved with supporting a supposed anti-Semite, supposed far-right weirdo in the name of Kanye West, they would be in big fucking trouble. They would be, I'm losing my camera. Oh, see what I can, nah, I'm good. go about there. They would lose everything in Germany. Everything. You don't believe that? Some guy said something the other year and he got 2.5 years in prison for saying something. German laws don't exist. Free speech doesn't exist outside of the United States, and it barely exists here. So imagine what it's like in another country where they're going to just grab your ass up for possibly what you said. And I know some of the people have been arrested without even video of it. It's just that you're in that group. If they put Kanye West into this anti-Semitic far-right freaking pigeonhole, he'll be in it as long as the socialists dominate the United States, and then even longer. So anyway, back to Germany. So Adidas had to get rid of Kanye West. They didn't want to get rid of him. They had to get rid of him. They then turn around and virtue signal like, woo, got that racist out of here, right? Yeah, before we got a fucking lawsuit on us. And I'm sure we'll find that the German government sent them a letter saying, hey, there's this guy who has a problem with the Jews, and how much are you into him for? I believe under their law, which somebody out there who's a lawyer should tell us, since Kanye is almost breaking the law in Germany, almost, because he hasn't been brought up on it, any contracts that Adidas would have with him would be null and void because he's a Nazi, pretty much. We don't do business with Nazis anymore, or more business with Nazis. Yeah, so, and then he goes, they're like, well, I'm glad we are high-minded about that. And then you can pull up any number of articles about Adidas is disrespecting human rights Indonesia? Yeah, Indonesia. Adidas has a factory they contract to. See, they're not ballsy enough like Nike to actually own the factory or pretend to own it. They have suppliers in the Caribbean and Latin America where they're accused of deteriorating factory conditions. Workers are made to stand up long hours, no toilets, intimidation, firings, and death threats against union organizers. The place that they had in Indonesia is called PT Kizone, K-I-Z-O-N-E. And basically the same kind of bullshit there. And it's funny because Nike and the Dallas Cowboys were also customers of that same plant. So they had these giant labor violations. They paid $1.5 million to somebody over there in fines. And there's another $1.8 million, which at the time of this article, which is an older article, because they have successfully scrubbed most of this shit from the last 5 years. This is a 10-year-old article. They don't fix the stuff. They just start to scrub the news cycles of it. So the place probably still has one bucket at the end of the hallway for the pregnant women to dump their kid and their poop into. And off they go back to work or they lose money. So these are some features that are going on. The black people in the United States that are on television as talking heads are all dogpiling Kanye, which once again, I said before, and you're going to tell me Larry Elder and Clarence Thomas and Kanye are all Uncle Toms and things of that nature. See, Kanye progressed from Uncle Tom to Jew hater. So now he's got a whole other load of baggage to carry. In fact, let's just go over a couple of these real fast. Like I said, I'm not here to beat Daniel Webster in the defense of Kanye West. I think I've heard one of his songs, but from what I have seen that is printed, unless you have the actual, anybody out there has the actual voiceover or whatever it is, I don't see a whole lot of Jew hating going on here, as they would say. And that's going to be the issue. See, DEFCON 3 is what they mentioned. This is a Newsweek article I'll give you, which is as close as you're going to get, believe it or not, Newsweek, right? And it was the joke that the Adidas said, we don't tolerate anti-Semitism or any other sort of hate speech. Yeah, because that takes it right almost out of the word for word out of Section 130 of German criminal law. So they had to cover themselves there, and they got rid of it. They got rid of them. Ye had a deal, and this is where this is really crazy. $1.5 billion of his net worth was this Adidas deal. Now, I can't get it back up because I don't have a good system here. What they did is they're like, okay, we're cutting you out. We're not going to deal with you anymore. But if you believe these other, it was a sneaker fan, you know, these sneakers, there's a whole industry, a whole subculture of people that just love sneakers. What Adidas is going to do is put out the new Yeezy sneakers without Kanye's name on it. You got to appreciate that, right? Because they're not going to, and nowhere does it say they're going to donate the money to Holocaust education or to the Wiesenthal Center or any of that shit. It's just, we are going to straight up rob this guy because he was dumb enough to say something that people misconstrued. So that was the joke on that one. He made some kind of apology, but I don't believe it was an apology. The way it sounds is he's upset for all the innocent people that are losing jobs and everything else because of this, which they are. A lot of people are losing jobs because Adidas and Gap and Balenciaga, I don't know who the fuck they are. Balenciaga, maybe Spanish, maybe Italian, I don't know. JP Morgan, once again, the Gap, CAA, who the hell are these idiots? PRC, which was just done a full documentary on the hip hop star. They're like, oh, we're not going to give him any more credit. Well, who the hell paid for that movie? If I was a producer over at MRC and I had brought that money in and you say you're going to shelf this documentary, I'm going to be over there with a bat. I'm going to be breaking some Protestant heads because if you put money into something, you expect to make money back. You know, MRC and CAA are not charities. They have never been charities. So that's the story with that whole thing. But then, once again, like I said, it's always a joke. Piers Morgan, always a joke. He spoke with Chris Cuomo, and he says, and you can, in this day and age, you really got to go with it. He goes, I don't believe in the term anti-Semitic. This is Kanye. I don't believe in that term. That's not a term. One thing is, Black people are also Jewish. I classify as Jew also. That's what he told Cuomo. So I actually can't be an anti-Semite. The term is actually not factual. Well, right? What are you going to do at that point? Here's a guy who identifies as Jewish. He identifies as Jewish. He's telling you that. You know, Sammy Davis, not the first, not the last. That whole part, Queen of Sheba, right? So that's Somalia, the one above it. Oh, geez. East Africa, up near Somalia. As where the Queen of Sheba theoretically come from. She had King Solomon's child, and that was one of the lost Jewish tribes. If you recall, they all ended up trying to go over to Israel X amount of years ago, and now the Israelis are trying to deport them. Yeah, you gotta love that, right? So that story is there. I mean, you can just read through this thing and have to have a laugh, right? You would have to have a laugh if it wasn't so horrible, because like I said, Kanye, you're kind of hurting him. He's only got $800 or $900 million left. Well, go out and hang yourself in a closet, right? But all those other small jobs, the people working in the Indonesian unhygienic freaking factory, the people working at the Gap, the people working at the Adidas store, all of them, you're not going to need a lot of people, because some people go to shore with Adidas strictly to buy this Kanye junk, right? And same with some of the other stuff. Now, like I said, Balenciaga, who knows, they're probably some haute couture thing. But that was the company, I believe, when he put out a $500 white t-shirt and people were buying the shit out of it. He's almost become a performance artist. If he had said I was a performance artist, it would make it very hard for anybody to do anything about it. But it doesn't matter, once again, because we trot all over free speech. Nowhere, like I said, I'll take the lumps, but guys, nowhere do I see anything that I would consider passing the smell test in the United States for anti-Semitism. They continue to mention that he is mentally ill. My fear is that you're going to end up with another Britney Spears here, where you're going to involuntarily commit somebody who didn't need to be committed. Yeah, Brit's crazy, I know, but she's our kind of crazy. She's not go out with a gun and shoot up Stoneman Douglas School, which somebody should have caught, but that's a story for another day. And that's different. Kanye doesn't hear people. He told this Piers guy, I think it was, that he feels like he's Moses. Well, that means he's trying to deliver his people from, I guess, the servitude of the Egyptians or somebody in a country close to the Egyptians. That is not hate speech. Hate speech is hate. And we've been arguing about hate speech since the socialist takeover of, openly socialist takeover of the media. Guys like Jordan Peterson have been talking about it. You know, we'll bring his name up. Why not? So, yeah, I know this has gone on a while, but it's so easy to just say that. And now here's the part where it's going to bite you guys in the ass. Eventually, and among, this is going to sound crazy, because I am not a black person, but I've been around one or two before, and I don't think if Kanye was anti-Semitic, I mean, if he was actually anti-Semitic, that a whole huge amount of people, I can't say everybody, I can't say a third, more than seven people in that community would probably go with him on it. Plus the Nation of Islam, plus half the real Muslims, plus a bunch of other people. So basically, you're taking the black community to task on this because they're going to say, here's a stone, hit Kanye with it, or you're not what? You're not anti-Semitic, or you're not black. When you decided you're going to take a figure like this, the biggest figure in this community that they've gone after since Dr. King. Honestly, biggest figure since then. OJ was nothing. He was a marginal character. I'm going to start the OJ shit up. I already saw that somewhere. If anything, it has a parallel being that they used to say one of the theories that he got off was that people didn't, that there was a racial bias against the victim. Not against OJ, that she got what she deserved for being hooked up with this black football player. There's people that have been hating on Kanye since he was involved with that Kardashian girl. There's always this groundswell of hatred, which is sad. Why don't you just go out and learn how to rap, right? Or whatever you got to do, learn how, because I've seen this fashion stuff. It's just, it's garbage, right? Not that I can fit into any of it, but the fact is, it's shitty. And people pay thousands of dollars, which shows you where their minds are. But making the black community, and this is the nationwide black community, choose. And that's what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to make them choose. Because all that other shit's gone away. You know, all the stuff from a couple of years ago. The election's coming up. What can we do? We need this guy, 2024. We need Kanye out of the way because he's a friend of that other arch villain who's living on an island somewhere, right? All these kind of things can go into the equation, or none of them can go into the equation because we just don't know. You don't know everybody. Sometimes, what is it? Synchronicity, the Jungian thing where things come into play together at a certain point, and now if you know what you're looking at, all the strings come together at a point and bang, you move forward. It can happen. So once again, shout out to whatever the hell his name is. He can take it, man. He's going to definitely take it. Unfortunately, as he said, I feel sorry for all the families, United States and in the third world, that are going to lose, especially in the third world, possibly lose the ability to make any money, starve to death, be eaten by hyenas and shit like that. Because this, well, as we know, the Germans are going to keep selling the sneakers without his name on it because he has the design stuff. Until he gets a crack attorney group in there to stop him, or the best thing is going to see with some of these is they're going to have to pay the idiot. You canceled the contract for what reason? That's not force majeure. He hasn't, if he were to sue, I'm not a lawyer, but I'll tell you, I've had to be involved in some stupid cases. If I had a clause in there that says I can get out of my Kanye contract without paying anything if he says he hates Jews, and I go to get out of it, Kanye can turn around and say, I don't hate Jews, prove it. And they'll say, well, the newspaper said you said that you hate Jews. He's like, well, prove that that's a true statement. We know the condition of the newspaper and how the Project Veritas lawsuits are eating away at this propaganda machine that we call the mainstream media. If he were to go to a higher and higher court, I mean, he could take a freaking, it's not admissible, but if he says, I took a polygraph test and says, I love Jews. Now where are you going to go, right? I want you all to take all that shit down. I want you to retract everything you said because it's slander. And right now they are slandering the man. I don't see, from what I've seen, like I said, if you guys see the real video, or it's supposedly it's all Twitter. I don't have Twitter because it's bullshit. And see what he really said. If he doesn't say, let's go down the street and murder them all, this is shit Democratic politicians have said. They need to be killed. They need to be wiped out. They need to be this. They need to be that. That all would constitute hate speech. It's a statement intended to cause violence, harm, actual things. If you just sit in your room and yell the N-word at your television or the J-word at your television, doesn't matter. Nobody hears you but you and your television and your trailer or wherever the hell it is, Midwest. But if you go to a organization or you go on, you know, they're trying to say because he's on Twitter, but he doesn't say it. And like I said, the DEF CON thing is a typo. I'll guarantee you it's a typo. Go on, you know, I did it with my stupid phone. I have a non-Apple phone. And it will continue to correct things. That's why I don't like to text people, because I'm not paying attention. And then it comes up with like weird words that have nothing to do with what I was talking about. So you look like you're the guy who's running for Senate up in Pennsylvania. But, you know, think about this kind of stuff. This is successful and they can wipe out a high level mind. See, they've already done it in the white community. Let's be very racist here. They've already done it in the white community with a president, right? Not successfully, but to some people, yeah. They've gone after a couple of other people who should have been pilloried. You know, like, he's horrible, but Epstein is wonderful. You know, nobody says anything. That case is dead. Nobody asks anymore about that chomo shit. Nobody's asking you about Nancy Pelosi's husband letting a drifter into the house who beat him in the side of the head, supposedly with a rubber cock. Wow, right? Thank God cops talk, and not all the ones in San Francisco like the Pelosi family. And he's been known to do rubber cock type drifter stuff. That doesn't make him a bad person, though, so don't boycott me from the channel. Doesn't make him a bad person. So there you go. But yeah, take a look at this stuff, because it's going to be more and more, because they realize how bad of a beating they're taking right now. When they do sit down and find all these new people that are going to be taking office in the United States that have an R after their name, a lot of them are going to be little R's. And little R's do not save America, which means 2024 is the final battleground, which means they need to start wiping out anybody who looks like they're going to be a form of support for democracy. We're not democracy, republic. Against the Republic of the United States. So otherwise, have a great Sunday. It's almost time for brunch. You'll be all set. And that's about it, I guess. And you know, any thoughts and whatever, you have the information on those tweets. I gave you the ones that I saw, or like I said, but if there's anything that really sits there and says, I really hate me some J's, then that's actually questionable. And I will retract what I have to retract at that point. But from what I found, and like I said, talk about scrubbing, right? And they seized his Twitter account and everything, so I don't even think you could go on there. If you didn't know he said it, you didn't run over and copy it immediately, it's gone. So welcome to whatever the hell we got going on at this point. And see you all later. Be safe. And if I can figure out how to turn this thing off, that'll be it. Bye.